coming in, just to give the background of our next guest in the studio, the Unconventional Family. They've been travelling around the world since June 2018 and are currently here in County Wicklow. They're house-sitting in Dunlavin, right at the tip of the western side of County Wicklow. The family are from South Africa. They're travelling the world and they've got their daughter, Anika, and son, Ruben. And the parents are Enel and Tertius. They run an educational training programme and business in South Africa, as well as an import and distribution company, and they can work from anywhere in the world on the internet. And as I say, they're going around the world and they've just ended up in our studio. You're all very welcome. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Okay, so, I mean, where did all this start?
We, last year, we came to a point where our business was self-sufficient and didn't need us around anymore all the time. And we decided that it's a good time now, because with the kids, Anika does homeschooling and Ruben is not in school yet, so we thought that there's no better time than now. We've always loved traveling, and Anela myself, and we decided to head off.
And whose idea was it within the family?
I think it was collective. I think me and Tertius, we both love traveling, and since Anika was born, we were always sharing a story of hope. And Anika was born with spina bifida. She's a wheelchair user, and she just loves to do adventures and go out and have fun. And we want to share her story of courage and hope, and show other families with challenges that you can actually live life fully and go places and do things.
And did you sit down with a map or what and plot all this out, first of all, and then maybe look to the way of, looking at the logistics of it? As, you know, what I'm talking about is logic versus emotion, basically. Was it, let's do it, now we better look at how, is it?
I think it was more a case of faith. We felt that we were called by the Lord to share the story worldwide, and we've had prophecy that showed that we will be on airports and places around the world sharing the story of hope, and we took it on in faith. So we learned about the house sitting idea of where you can look after someone's house while they are away and traveling, and in return for free accommodation, and that made it possible for us to do it long term. So
budget was a big thing. We were looking at affordable ways to travel. We couldn't afford to pay for accommodation for slow traveling or long time travel, so we were looking at affordable options, and house sitting is a free option where you look after someone's house and pets while they are away, and in many cases you even get the use of their car, so it makes it possible for us to travel.
Fantastic. And you still keep an eye on the business to keep day-to-day expenditure going on and life continuing in South Africa.
Yes. But also, you know, the house sitting allows us to have a homely environment for the kids. It's not a hotel room or a cramped space, so they can still carry on with a sort of a normal life where they do homeschooling, normal activities. When Ruben still has to be educated, when he still needs to be stimulated, so we can carry on with a sort of a normal life and routine, and just travel and explore in between.
Yeah, and we have a chat with Ruben. You okay over there, Ruben?
Yeah. Are you fine, Ruben?
Yes. Yes. Very good. What age are you, Ruben?
Yes.
Sorry.
What is the question? He's 3.5.
3.5?
Yeah.
Well, you're very welcome. And your sister's here too. Hi. Hi. When did you leave South Africa?
We started just about a year ago. In 3 days, it'll be a year that we started. And we've spent 4 months in total in France. We've been to Belgium, Netherlands, Luxembourg. We spent a month in December in Mauritius, a lovely house there on the beach.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so it's all good. And now we're in Ireland and we're really enjoying it.
So how come you're in County Wicklow? How did that come about?
That's where the house came up. So we are always looking. We never know where we'll go next. So we end up wherever the house sits are available. So as house sitters, we apply for house sits. We are registered on platforms, websites, and house owners advertise their homes. As they go away, they put it on and we apply for it, and then they choose house sitters. So wherever we get a house that suits our needs, we go next. So we'll see where the next one will be.
And have you made a mistake and all that, or have they all been fantastic?
We've been very blessed that overall they've been really good. And one thing that we didn't anticipate was the amazing people we would meet, the homeowners. I mean, we've got contact with most of them still, and that we've made friends with them. So it's been a really good experience for us. But like I say, you know, overall we've had good experience with the house sitting, and all the houses were really good. We've had some really luxury houses, so very, very blessed with that.
Yeah, and what do you do day to day? You know, you get up in the morning in the different countries. I mean, Mauritius, you mentioned the beach.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to maintain a normal life. We need to school and work and lead a normal life as well. But we do have days where we go out and explore. So some days we work extra hard so that we can take off some days to go and explore the area. We also love staying in the local neighborhoods, being with the locals, getting to meet them. We organize play dates for the kids, meet people. We get to know the baker and the butcher in every town. And, yeah, we really make friends.
And you have the use of a car.
Yes, that's
is that part of the deal?
Sometimes, yeah. But, we've been lucky that a lot of the houses, the owners made the cars available. So that makes a huge difference for us. Especially if you stay for a month or two and you have to rent a car, I mean, it really adds up. So the car really helps.
Right, very good. You're traveling with children to all these places as such, and very young. Your son and your daughter are young. Yes. You know, many people think even for going away for 2 weeks holidays with young children, say, oh my God, it's a nightmare. For you, out months and developing into years, what has that been like?
It's been more pleasant than challenging, but there are challenges. When you have to fit everything you need to take with you for months on end, you need to fit in 4 20-kilogram suitcases.
You know, you do, of course, yeah.
That's as much as you can take, you know. So, and also when you have to carry everything and drag everything along, when you know that it's easy to pack everything, but you need to get between the taxi and the station, between the station and the airport, you need to carry everything, plus the two kids and handle the wheelchair. So it's been challenging, but the amount of people that just upped and helped, strangers, complete strangers, is incredible. When the spirit of people, the inherent good in people is amazing. And we've, especially in like rural France, a lot of the train stations don't have, you know, there's no accessibility. There's no lifts or escalators. So you get there, now you need to go down 3 flights of stairs and up 3 flights of stairs on the other side to get to the train platform.
Right, and how does Anika manage?
Well, that's exactly it. Before you know it, there's 6 strangers just there, and 2 of them grab the wheelchair with Annika in it, and they carry her up the stairs and the suitcases, and, you know, before, you know, Bob's your uncle, and we're up there. So people have just been amazing, really. I mean, and it's not just in the countryside. I mean, in Paris, right in the city where it's bustling and metro and so busy.
And they've got a reputation of being rude, which might be fair.
We did not find that. We did not find the French rude at all. I mean, they were very helpful and warm. We've made a lot of friends there. So it's opened our minds, and especially for our kids as well, you know, seeing new things and experiencing the things firsthand and not just the cliches.
Yeah, and has everything been good? I mean, you've no worrying experiences or anything, did you?
Overall, really good. We haven't lost any passports. We haven't had any accidents with the cars.
I think we expected more worries before we started to travel, but luckily this far everything was smooth.
Yeah, and what has it done to your personalities as such and your view of life? You know, when they say traveling broadens the mind and you see the part of the world and meet other people.
We love to learn about the new cultures and the way people do things, the way people think, the way people live. We've been staying in, like Tertia said, in luxury houses of wealthy people, and we saw the way they live. We also stayed in smaller houses on the countryside, and we see their way of living. And I think for the kids, maybe they won't have, especially Ruben being so young, maybe he won't have specific memories of what he did, but I think the life lessons and flexibility to adapt, you know.
To be educational like that.
Definitely. So I think the life lessons that they learn, even if they don't realize it now, I think that that's important. And Annika, she loves to learn. She likes to learn about the the spaces we are in, the areas we are in, the types of food people eat, and she has a great memory. So it helps to, you know, she loves general knowledge. So I think she learned a lot so far.
You preempted my question there about the food.
Yeah.
And in the different places. I mean, we can look at it positively and say, hey, I'm exploring all this, but sometimes there might be strange tastes and textures or whatever. So how was that managed?
I think so far we've been to countries that's fairly mild in that respect. I mean, we haven't been to Asia with the kids. We haven't been to India. I think at their age now, that'll be very challenging. I think, you know, we've been only been to first world countries and around Europe. So that's been easy so far. Mm-hmm. The other thing that the house sitting offers you or lets you do is cook yourself. Which first of all saves a ton of money, but you can then also manage the type of food that you eat and
eat more healthy. I think
yeah.
You go to the supermarket and you buy your ingredients.
What you need,
you
and
know what's in there.
They're fresh. Yeah,
yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Are people, you know, when you meet them? Because we have image of stereotypical personalities and people's reaction or what people's cultural view is, religious views are. When it comes down to people, are people much the same?
People are the same. People are warm. I think most people only want good for themselves and for other people. That's what we've experienced. We haven't had any hostility or any negativity. Everywhere you come, people are open and they're curious and want to know where you're from and what are you doing and welcome and how can we help you and what can we do for you. Everywhere.
We've been in Ireland now for a week and four different families borrowed the toys to our kids. So we've got a house full of toys. We've been on a play date to a local lady's house with her two kids. We've been invited for coffee to go horse riding. So we really find the people amazingly welcoming out.
Yes. And how has life been with Annika, you know, from the time she arrived? And were you expecting the challenge that presented itself to
not
you?
Not at all. Annika's spina bifida was undiagnosed, so we only found out at birth that she has spina bifida. And that means that she had a hole in her back and her spinal cord got damaged. So a lot of her nerves were affected by this in the spinal cord. Mm-hmm. She's been in the operating room 27 times up to date. With brain operations, back operations, foot operations. So she's been through a lot. She's a tough girl. But together with that, she's actually doing way better than they expected. Just after birth, they said that she might not be able to sit or crawl or roll over. And now she's crawling, she's climbing, she's swimming, horse riding.
Isn't that wonderful? Yes.
Very adventurous. She snorkeled in the deep sea with her father. She she kayaked on the Dordogne River in France with him.
Recently chased down a mountain on a bum board in the snow in the Pyrenees with her.
Isn't this wonderful? I hope you're documenting all this, are you?
We are.
We've got a website, a blog up on our Facebook and Instagram, so you know, if people want to follow us, they're welcome, and we love to share everything that happens and all the positive things. Annika and Anel also, they're writing children's books, inclusive children's books to help children deal with and understand challenges and special needs and challenges. So it's called the Okie Dokie series, where they've got, at the moment it's just e-books and people can download those. So I mean, everything is available on the website.
Yeah, and we try to cover anything from smaller challenges to severe disabilities. So we have a giraffe story, a giraffe that wears glasses. We've got an elephant in a wheelchair. We've got a monkey on crutches. So it's anything from wearing glasses to having severe disabilities. We try to include all types of challenges.
When you were thinking of embarking upon this, you know, there's we like to concentrate on abilities rather than disabilities.
Yeah.
But was it a consideration at all that you would have to, say, in its simplest form, go down up and down those steps in Paris in the underground, the metro?
It was, but also, you know, even before we started traveling, we've always had a positive attitude. And when Annika was young, we both decided, Anel and myself, we sat down and we said, what would be the best for Annika? You know, would positive parents be best, or would moping, sad parents, be best for her. And it was a simple decision. It's really as simple as that. We decided to be positive and do everything we can to make it positive and to do the best. And we've always done that. When she was 5 months old, we took her on an RV, a camper van trip around Europe. We went to Austria and Germany and Switzerland. And ever since, we've always encouraged her to try anything and do anything. So when this full-time traveling came up, it was just the next step. You know? And we knew there would be challenges, but anything can be faced and anything can be done.
Yeah, and the family, your wider families back in South Africa, what's their view?
Very challenging, yeah. We were always very close. We are still very close to both the grandparents, my mom and dad, and Tasha's mom, even the aunts and the uncles and the cousins. And we really miss them a lot, and they miss us a lot. But they realize that it's a seasonal thing. It's something we are doing, but it will get to an end as well, and we will settle down again when the time is right. But we, luckily for them and for us, we have visa restrictions as South Africa. So we need to return to South Africa every once in a while to renew our visas to be able to travel. So then we make up and we do a lot of special times together, and we visit them regularly. So that helps.
And the journey where you ended up in Ireland, was it, you know, you put out the word on these various platforms and somebody comes in and you say, that's a good idea, we'll go there. Is that the way it actually worked? That you've no real plan to go to yeah. somewhere immediately?
Yeah, we were actually... We went to France, and you know the plan stretched as far as France. And then while we were in France, we got a house set in Luxembourg, and then we went there. And while we were in Luxembourg, we got the house set in Ireland, and then we came here. So it really is a drop of the hat. You decide. We'll
so
take
you
it
wait every morning for the email to see where you're going next.
Yes,
is it?
Yeah.
Brilliant. And where's next? Is there anywhere?
South Africa.
Oh, back
yeah.
to
yeah.
We need recharge the visa and off we go
exactly,
again.
Exactly, yeah. And then we're hoping to go to the US or Canada after this.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it works out and what we get.
Yeah, has it cost you much money, that is, financially?
It actually costs us less at this stage to be abroad than to stay in South Africa permanently. We are renting out our house to friends of ours, so we don't have accommodation costs in South Africa at this stage. And yeah, having the car and not having water and electricity to pay, we don't have Wi-Fi to pay, we don't have, you know, there's a security to pay. It works out more or less the same or even less sometimes to travel at this stage.
Fantastic. I'm not familiar wholly with the geography of South Africa, but what part are you from?
We're from the northeast, so we're close to the Kruger National Park, which everyone knows where all the wildlife is, and Mozambique, the border of Mozambique. So we're in that quadrant there.
Right, okay. And eventually will you settle back there, or will it always be wandering?
We're not sure yet. I think the both grandmas might be listening, so we'll be diplomatic and say we're not sure yet. We'll see. We'll see how it turns out.
Yeah, and now there's a killer question. What's your favourite place you've been in now? There's only one answer to this one.
Wow.
Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
and secondly, Mauritius.
yeah, Mauritius sounds absolutely wonderful. So how long do you tend to spend in each?
We're in Ireland until the 19th of May, and then we're heading back to South Africa. So that's when the homeowners return, and then we need to get back.
That's a long flight, isn't it?
Yeah, and especially from Ireland, we have to do a few stopovers. We do everything budget, so the cheapest flights are always the ones we take, so we tend to travel quite long.
Yes.
So I think going back, it'll probably be 24 hours of straight traveling non-stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what have you seen in Wicklow? What have you done?
We've only just arrived a week ago, and the weather has not been too kind to us. So we've been
this
around.
Is brilliant. This is the best it gets.
We're South African, so we're used to sunshine.
No, we've just been around the Dunlavin area. I used to live in the UK for a few years, and so yesterday I took the family out for a proper Sunday pub lunch. So that was interesting in Baltinglass. It was really good, but we're aiming to do a lot more travelling from next week on when the weather gets
right.
better.
Right, yeah. Have the national parks and the
yes.
lakes and
yeah,
all
absolutely.
That sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy it, and
thank you.
Great to host you here in County Wicklow in Ireland for your world trip.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. If I could, our website is theunconventionalfamily.com.
Okay.
Yeah, and if we've set up a page for the East Coast listeners. So it's theunconventionalfamily.com/EastCoastFM. And on there, they can download the ebook and get some more info on us.
Yeah, okay. So we've got free giveaways for them. We've got a house sitting guide and one of the stories that me and Annika wrote, the children's stories about disabilities. So if they want to download it for free, they are welcome to go on and download themselves a copy.
Fantastic. Can we follow your progress on that website?
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. Well, great to meet you all. Well done.
Thank you very much for having us.
What an adventure. What stories for the grandchildren and all that sort of stuff.
We hope so.
Yes, indeed. And that is the Strydon family there from South Africa in Dunlavin at the moment. Best of luck and enjoy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, kids. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.